Good evening. We have an extraordinary producer here at VOM, the Voice of Maine, and just wanted to do a shout out to him tonight. If you're listening to us, you are on WVOM, the Voice of Maine, 103.9 FM Bangor, 101.3 FM Augusta, and 95.1 in Rockland. And if you'd like to call in to tonight's show, we welcome any calls and questions on Maine Outdoors topics. Our phone number is 1-800-966-1039. And here in the Maine Outdoors Hunting Cabin, we just opened up. We got two coolers outside the door on the porch. One's full of ice and food, and the other one's full of ice and something in cans, but... Scotty,
Long neck bottles.
That's right. Scotty came in with a couple arms of firewood for the fireplace, and we got all the mice out of the traps, and things are looking good here at the Northwoods Sport and Journal Maine Outdoors Hunting Camp. And with that, I will introduce you to tonight's engineer extraordinaire, the man behind the bulletproof glass, Mr. Scott Bates. Hi, Scotty.
Yes, good evening, Jim, and good evening, everybody out there.
How's everything in your world?
Oh, good, good. I want to make a special shout-out to my cousin and his friend Joe. They're up at our Alderbrook hunting camp up in Hersey.
All right.
And they're up to try to find a few birds. And
they have any luck yesterday?
I don't know. They just got there last night, so
okay.
They wouldn't have had any. I haven't talked with them today.
I don't know if you can night hunt partridge or not. I wouldn't try it.
I don't know. But anyway, I just want to say hi to them, and I'll.
Good deal.
Okay. Did you
do a garden this year?
No, I didn't. I got so many deer at our place, we can't even keep shrubs next to the house. They eat everything.
Oh, wow.
Including the rhubarb.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. We can look out any time and see three or four or five deer within 50 feet of the house.
Yeah.
And I drove down back before I came into the studio tonight, and there was five of them, and I drove right by them, down around my garage, got out and did something, and they watched me and back up through and left, and they watched me leave. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, we can't have a garden or anything.
Oh, yeah. That's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, with us tonight also... from the Maine Antler and Skull Trophy Club, one of their official scorers, been with them for a few years now, out of the Newport area, Mr. Barry Welch. Hi, Barry.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. Appreciate your taking the drive to come up and talk about some of the good things going on with Mastic. I'll tell you, he handed me one of these new books. This is the 2019-2020 annual big game records publication. This thing's heavy. I bet this weighs about 4 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a heavy book. Always like that. Is there anything new in here that wasn't before? I see there's kind of like these charts. It looks like it tracks deer over the decades, through the month, how many were harvested.
Right.
Yeah.
Every publication, they add some new information, just statistics from the past.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting reading.
I'm going to leave that open. We're going to come back to that.
Sure.
We're going to, right now, go to the Outdoor Digest, which is brought to you this week and every week by my favorite publication, the Northwoods Sporting Journal.
Hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I'm getting red dirt rich and Flint River paid. Hunting, fishing, loving every day.
Love that song. That is everyone's dream, to live a life like that, hunting and fishing, huh? Well, let's see. In the Outdoor Digest tonight, the sunrise today here in the Bangor area was 6:25 a.m. The sunset was 6:26 p.m. That's about as equal as you can get. 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of darkness. must be why they call it the autumnal equinox. Equal amount of sunlight, equal amount of darkness. Let's see. Full moon. The last full moon was on September 10th, which was the harvest moon. The next full moon will be on October 9th. Hunter moon. That's the hunter moon on October 9th. And then looking forward from that, November 8th is the beaver moon. And December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, is the cold moon, appropriately named. And like we were talking about earlier today, first day of partridge season was yesterday. Kind of a windy day, I think, would give the advantage to the partridge on yesterday. Although there's some people that may be out there and had great luck yesterday. If you did, call us up, tell us all about it. Some other dates that we were looking at, that moose season starts tomorrow. I know there's a lot of people that are in moose camp tonight. And if you have a scouting report for us, give us a call. I can remember going out on many moose hunts. You go out, usually go up Friday to the area, and you scout Friday afternoon or Saturday and Sunday, so that come Monday, you know right where you're going to be opening daylight. And we got some pretty good moose on video camera while that we were scouting over those years. So I know that can be a pretty pretty eventful endeavor in itself, because we'd always get guys that they weren't up. They go, I can't come up until Sunday afternoon, you know. So you get them up and you'd show them the video that you took on Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon or Sunday morning, and, you know, get everybody all pumped up. So, and let's see, there's a lot of other game that also, I know fall turkey in all the districts except the Northern District, 1 through 5 and 9, have no fall turkey season, but all the other zones have a turkey season that started on September 19th and goes up through November 7th. I'll never forget the time that we were actually eating turkey, Thanksgiving dinner, and I looked out the window and there was a flock of turkeys walking up the driveway, and we had just set the bird on the table. And it was, I got a big laugh out of everybody.
Call that a wake?
Because they said, well, you know, yeah, that's a wake. Yeah. That's a good one, Scotty. I'll have to remember that one. Let's see, what else started yesterday? Gray squirrel, if you're a gray squirrel hunter, that opened yesterday. Snowshoe hare opened yesterday. And let's see, fox doesn't open up until October 17th. Let's see, October 1st is raccoon. Coyote's always open. So, yeah, there's a lot of other things besides partridge. And good luck to all the moose hunters out there. And we wish you the best of luck. And like I say, if you have a scouting story for us, feel free to call us up, 1-800-966-1039. And I think we'll do the trivia question for tonight. And Barry Welch from the Maine Antler and Skull Trophy Club, official scorer, will do me the honor of reading tonight's trivia question.
All right. So the trivia question this evening, to somebody out there is going to know this. How many deer were harvested in Maine last year for the 2020 season?
How many deer were harvested in the 2021 season in Maine? So if you think you know that, give us a call, 1-800-966-1039. And the winner will receive this new black-bound, hard-bound copy of the 2019-2020 Maine Antler and Skull Trophy Club book. This is a retail $35 value. It has a lot of information about deer, bear, turkey, pictures, scores, one of the favorite ones that I always like, there's some stories. There's some deer stories. I always love a good deer story. These are classic deer stories of how somebody was just, I had 15 minutes left, you know, in the hunting season or the hunting day, and I just got off work, so I threw on my orange and I went to a spot and walked out and I looked to the left and there he was. And, you know, somebody shot like 160 scoring points. So if you think you know how many deer were shot last year in Maine, and we're only looking, I'll round it to the nearest thousand, the nearest thousand. If you think you know the answer to that, go ahead and give us a call. 1-800-966-1039. Good evening. Welcome back to the Maine Outdoors. I'm your host for the evening, Jim Thorne with the Northwoods Sporting Journal, here with my guest tonight. Bless you, Scotty. We're joined up. Got microphone up, I think. And we're here with Barry Welch from Mastic, the Maine Antler and Skull Trophy Club, and I'm just looking right now at the cover of the September issue of the Northwoods Sporting Journal. It's got a handsome moose that was painted by Mark McCullough, and he's got a lead story on page 3, the Moose of the Slash. I was just reading that. That's quite interesting, talking about how Canadian hunters up on the border from Quebec try to entice Maine moose to come over the border so they can shoot them over there. That's an interesting story. And if you're wanting to call us up, our number here is 1-800-966-1039, 1-800-966-1039. And before we went on break, we had a trivia question. What was our trivia question, Barry?
The question was, how many deer were harvested in Maine last year for the season 2021?
All right, so in 2021, how many deer were harvested in Maine? We have a caller on the air. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sean from Moscow.
Sean, Moscow. How are things there?
Well, the leaves are turning.
Well, that's good. That's good, as it should be, right?
Well, as you get older, you don't look forward to it, but...
As long as you're ready, right? You know? Can you ever say you're fully ready, you know?
You're never fully ready up here.
There's always summer stuff that's going to get snowed on. It's just a given.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you heard our question.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if I got the exact number, but I remember when I paid for my doe permit, I was a little bored after that, and I looked at some statistics, and it's a little over 41,000. Like 41, 60, 70, or 80.
Well, I'm looking on Maine.gov, and that wasn't the number they gave us.
No, so no. I didn't get it. Okay.
No, but it was a good guess. You're close.
Just a hint. You was high.
Just a little high.
A little high.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
good,
I tried.
Good luck, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right. Scotty, do we have another caller?
Yes, we do.
All right. Usually I try to make them pretty simple so somebody gets them right away and then we can go on to the show. But how you doing, caller? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sean, and I am calling from Levant.
Sean from Levant. Well, what are the odds we're going to get a Sean from Moscow and then we're going to get a Sean from Levant?
Exactly.
I would say how are things in Levant, but I know I live right next to it. I'm about 5 minutes from the border there in Carmel. So.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're neighbors.
Yeah. Are you a hunter?
I am, absolutely. Yeah. My brother and I and a buddy of ours, we went up north. Yes. Excuse me. On Friday night.
Yeah.
And camped out in the wind, which was kind of an adventure. We bird hunted yesterday, and yesterday morning was pretty spotty, but then in the afternoon we did very well.
Well, so, good.
Yeah.
For a minute there, I thought you were going to say we went up Friday and limited out.
No, absolutely not.
Good for you. Yeah, and that's good. I mean, it's tough, of course, this time of year, as everybody knows. But leaves are still on the trees, and, you know, as soon as they step off the road, advantage bird, but...
Right, know. Yes.
Well, you heard her question.
Yeah.
You got a stab at it?
I believe it was just under 39,000.
Ding, 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 ding. Chicken dinner.
Looks like you won yourself a Mastic book.
You are correct, Sean. 38,947. So, yeah, about 39,000 is what I get off the main.gov page. So, and we actually have a nice map on there of the breakdown of all the towns and how many deer were harvested. It doesn't break it down. I'm sure if I dig a little deeper, they had the buck doe ratio, you know, how many of those, obviously, in central and southern Maine were probably a lot of does in those numbers, but up north there were a lot of single digits and, you know, teens and numbers like that. So, well, I don't know if you've ever seen a Mastic book, trophy book, but it makes for great reading. It's very interesting, and they do a great job with it. Used to be Al Wentworth, now Kyle Wentworth is the president, and Barry Welch is one of how many scores, Barry?
There are 48. Let me look at this.
Yeah,
I wrote that information down. There are 48 scorers in Maine, and we have 13 scorers across other states that score for us. New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Vermont, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, Sean,
if
you stay on with Scotty, he will get your vital information. And where I live so close, I'll probably just scoot it out to you at some point.
Well, sounds good. I could meet you. No problem. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
All right. Thanks for listening, and good job on the answer.
Yeah, enjoy the book.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'll stay on the line.
Okay, and if some reason I lose you and call back. Sometimes his phone is tricky.
All right.
Will do.
See you, Sean.
See ya.
And if you're just joining us, I'm here tonight with Barry Welch, who is a official scorer for the Mastic Maine Antler and Skull Trophy Club. How quick you been with the Maine Antler and Skull Trophy Club with as a scorer, Barry?
Since 2003.
2003. Okay, so you got some years under your belt and a little bit of experience in doing that. And we always talk, because this time of year is great, because if hunters are getting ready to gear up to go, whether it's moose hunting, deer hunting, there's a green score and
the official drying score. So
yeah,
when you shoot your trophy, the hide and meat tissue has to be off of the skull, and it has to dry for 60 days, and then it can be officially scored. If you call a scorer, we will be more than happy most of the time to green score it for you, and there will be some shrinkage on our deer. Typically, you lose 2 to 3% in width, mostly width, but some length and circumferences.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, the skull plate typically will shrink and pull the rack in tight, so you lose some of that inside spread measurement.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, is there any way to score sheds?
There is a shed
separate category.
Separate category.
Yeah, because I know there's a lot of guys that, you know, they go out in the woods and you need matching sheds.
Nope.
No,
we do single sheds.
Okay.
And if you look in the back of this book, in the back there are moose sheds and deer shed category.
Okay.
And
any she sheds?
She sheds? No she sheds. No she sheds that I know of. There could possibly be a she shed, but so the moose and deer.
There are, wow, there's some big, holy, those are some big sheds. They got some pictures there. That one right there, look at that one. That is incredible, the way it goes up and out. Wow. And that's the scary part. There's some big animals that
there are
just
some.
Never get caught up with. You know, they, for whatever reason, they don't come out of the woods. And I was also reading an article where they did, there's a lot more going back into traditional hunting methods where they quarter them up out in the woods. And I think for those that want to get off the beaten trail, off the roads, there's a great opportunity still to harvest a trophy bull, you know, in Maine. So, well, we're going to go to our 7:30 break, pay some bills, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Barry Welch, official scorer from the Maine Antler and Skull Trophy Club, Mastic, right here on Maine Outdoors.
So, any hardcore hunter can look.
All right. Well, we're back here on Maine Outdoors. The computer dropped our... Oh, there's our intro music. I'd be lost without it. We're there. And we are back. My name is Jim Thorne. I'm your host for the evening with the Northwoods Sporting Journal. And my guest tonight is Barry Welch with Mastic, the Maine Antler and Skull Trophy Club. And if you have a question for us or you'd like to chime in on anything, feel free to give us a call, 1-800-966-1039, 1-800-966-1039. And I will remind everybody, the Maine Outdoors now, if you have the Voice of Maine app, you can live stream, listen to us live from anywhere on your phone, anywhere you have a signal on your phone, that is. But if you have somebody that is out in Colorado from Maine, or, you know, for all I know, you know, V. Paul Reynolds and Diane might be out there somewhere out west listening to us tonight, you can do that on the app. So that's a new and interesting one. And I also want to remind you, with the Northwoods Sporting Journal, you can go look at those anytime you'd like online. Just type in sportingjournal.com. That'll bring up present issues, past issues, and anything like that. And if you would like your own copy of the Northwoods Sporting Journal delivered to your house, you can call up and call Alicia at the office. The number up there is 732-4880, 732-4880. Leave her a message if she's not there, and let her know that you would like a subscription to the Northwoods Sporting Journal. And, yeah, feels good to be able to say that we are in our 30th year at the Northwoods Sporting Journal. So good times, good things. We were just talking, Barry and I, off mic, about people that collect the Mastic books, trophy books, from all the years, all over the years. And how did this start, Barry? How did the Mastic, the Maine Antler and Skull Trophy Club, when did it start and how did it start?
So in 1978, Dick and Jean Arsenal, brothers from over in the Rumford area, decided that they wanted to honor the trophies shot in the state of Maine. Ohio had a club very similar to what Maine Antler and Skull has. So Dean and Dick went out to Ohio, talked to the club owners, learned to score, and came back to Maine and started this club.
In
1978?
Oh. We have a caller right now. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Yeah, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, they call me Gig, and I'm in New Gloucester, Maine. And my question is this Barry I'm speaking to?
I am on the line, yes.
You are on the line, okay. The Fred Goodwin buck from Silver Ridge, Maine. Followed up by the Ronnie Cox buck. Both giant antlers.
Yeah, I think we had a story on that not too long ago in the Northwoods Sporting Journal.
Okay, yes, you did.
And what's your question about it, Jig?
My question would be, was it scored, Boone and Crockett, or the antler? If so, why not? We've heard stories where it was a split skull, so Boone and Crockett would not score that particular rack.
That is true. All right. BC and so main antler and skull goes by the same rules as Boone and Crockett, with the exception, there are some exceptions.
Okay.
If you shoot a 9-pointer in the state of Maine, you will get scored as a 9-pointer. If you scored that with Boone and Crockett, it would be an 8-pointer, and the 9th point would not be added to the score, but it would be subtracted from the score because it would be an unmatched point.
Okay, all right.
Maine doesn't do that. Our club would recognize that as a unmatched point, and you would be deducted half of that length in the non-symmetry column.
Okay.
So, and as far as that deer that you're talking about, I'm not familiar with it. If I didn't score it, I wouldn't have that information.
Okay. But, all right. Have you ever seen pictures of that particular animal and that person, that rack and that time frame? I think it was a 1949 or something like that.
And
it was old. He shot it a long time ago.
And are you sure it went, did it go into the Maine Antler Skull Trophy Club? Do you know that?
I am not sure that it did not go in.
Okay. If the skull plate.
I'm not sure of that, buddy.
If the skull plate had been separated, then.
Right, yes.
Then it would not be able to be scored because the inside. The only air measurement that you get in scoring antlers is the inside spread. And if that skull plate is detached, we wouldn't officially know how wide that set of antlers was.
We have photographs, original photographs of that buck on the back of Fred Goodwin's old truck.
Yeah.
And everything was intact. And the story we have, oh, it must have been night hunting was the accusation.
Yeah.
He got lucky enough to shoot it in the nose, and that's what fractured the skull. And they said, obviously, he was shot between the eyes under the light, which was not the case.
No. There wasn't a hole in its hoof, right?
Oh, yeah, well, you shot him right in the nostril.
Well, I call that a good shot, right?
That was a darn good, I'd call it an excellent shot. Yes. Very much so. Thank you for your time.
All right, Jake. All right. Thanks for listening. Are you listening to us on the app, or are you picking
us
up?
Oh, no, I turned it down because I thought you might answer. I could send you, if I could outsmart my phone, I could send you a photo or a picture of that particular buck and Fred Goodwin.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
When we hang up, you give me your number. And I will try to send that off to you.
Yeah, I have seen it. Yeah.
All right, on the back of the truck.
Right.
It's a monster rack.
Yes, it is, indeed.
Monster. What do you suppose it may have scored?
I could never tell by a picture.
And some of those, it's hard to tell, Jig, because a lot of those get bought. They get bought by people. And they go into obscurity.
I know the person who bought it.
Yeah. And then, you know, they don't publicize that they have it, or, you know, even if they got it scored. Could they, if somebody had an old rack, could you come in and get it scored, but you just couldn't officially be entered if you...
You can get entered.
Yeah.
We have a merit category. So if you, if your grandfather shot a big old buck, you know, in 1948 or 1938, and you had that rack, we could score it and mm-hmm. enter it in the merit category, meaning you own
right.
it,
okay.
it, and it came from Maine, but it and no. it gets honored. It's just on. It's given to the rack and not the person that harvested it.
Oh, okay.
Right, right. Yep. You're going to remember old Fred Goodwin, Silver Ridge, Maine. That was his buck, and he was over 100 when he passed.
I learned about
and
that
he,
one.
He was a man. He was a man that could tell a story.
Yeah,
and it was all true. It was the most fun part about it.
I can remember at a young age when I was a deer hunter, and I hunted in Island Falls, which is not
all
far
right.
from Silver Ridge.
It wasn't just a little too far north.
Yeah, and I always wanted to go to Silver Ridge because I said there's something in the genes and the deer there. There's going to be a big buck
there. Oh, there is. Yeah. Not nearly as bad. I hope the Quimby don't hear this. Katahdin Stream.
Yeah.
There's a mutant family of deer up there. They're as big as if Hulk Hogan had a family. There'd be the Hulk Hogan of deer up there.
Why does the song 30 Point Buck come into my mind? Did you see the 30-pointer?
Over 30.
Yeah?
Oh, well, good one. Yeah, it was over 30.
Wow.
And it's just friggin' massive, 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 but it never did get a Boone and Crockett
yeah.
score just because of the split skull. And the deer was intact.
Yeah. Well, good. Thanks for calling, Jake. Thanks for listening.
Well, thank you for putting up with me.
All right. Enjoy your night.
Anybody listening, everybody knows Gig out there.
All right. See you, buddy. All right. If you're just joining us, Jim Thorne with you on the Maine Outdoors with Mastic scorer, Maine Antler and Skull Trophy Club, Barry Welch. And Barry, we're going to go to a quick commercial here talking about General Appliance over on 91 Center Street in Brewer. And Al Elkin over there runs that place. Their phone number, if you're looking to call them up, is 989-4341, 989-4341. And again, they're on 91 Center Street over in Brewer. It's General Appliance. They have all kinds of gas appliances, your gas appliance headquarters. I have my eye on a refrigerator over there, 19-square-foot refrigerator. That I'm going to save up my pennies this winter and get that for camp. They have gas lights. They have gas ranges. They have composting toilets.
Ride the wave, baby.
I don't know where that voice comes from, but it comes from
future.
Somewhere every time. Thank you, Scotty. And they have the unique line of appliances over there. Very happy. I did buy... You've been a regular listener, you know that I bought a on-demand hot water heater off Al. He talked me through how to install it. I installed it. It worked great. I'm not a plumber. I'm not an electrician, but somehow I figured it out, and I got hot water, and now I don't have a pilot light that runs all the time, only when I call for hot water. So that's a cost saving, especially where the price of propane heat is propane gas is nowadays. So if you have anything that you need fixed, repaired, replaced, you want an opinion, go ask Al. And he is on 91 Center Street in Brewer. And the phone number at General Appliance is 989-4341. And if you're just tuning in, I'm Jim Thorne from the Northwoods Sporting Journal, your guest tonight on Maine Outdoors with my guest, Barry Welch from Mastic, and you're listening to us on 103.9 FM Bangor, 101.3 FM Augusta, and 95.1 in Rockland. And if you have a question or you'd like to ask a question of Barry, go ahead and give us a call, 1-800-966-1039. And Barry, I want to ask you, I had a question that I wanted to ask you that was something to do with, the information in the book. We were talking about this got to stop having conversation off mic during the commercials because I keep thinking we've already talked about it. But the information that is contained in these books is amazing.
A lot of thought goes into the publication of these.
Yeah.
This latest edition, which is for 2019 and 2020 season, the club has compiled some graphs, and there's looks like three pages. So it's deer harvested per day since 1990 to present. And they have a calendar across, you know, the date across the bottom, bow season right through muzzleloader season, and it shows the number of entries, the number of mastic qualifying bucks that were taken each day. And
this is on average.
It's on average.
So the average day that a mastic
buck is taken.
Okay, and they have that for deer? They have it for moose?
No, this edition just is deer this year.
Okay, yeah.
And it's really interesting, you know, those magic dates, which any deer hunter wants to know.
Right.
One of the biggest bucks taken. And if you look at these, it's pretty interesting. Actually, this one does have...
And it spikes.
This one has bear.
Yeah.
And has perfect, typical, and non-typical deer. And it spikes on those days.
Yeah.
And it's pretty amazing how the dates kind of match up.
Okay. Not necessarily the same, because, I mean, like a leap year thing.
Right.
And I'll, you know, I always say, for me, Thanksgiving Day... depending on when it is, because sometimes Thanksgiving is earlier than other years. But some people will swear by the third week. Some people will swear by, you know, 27th as a date, for example, you know, the height of activity or
right.
a chase. It's hard to say. Well, I know there's somebody screaming at the radio right now wondering how they can get a copy of this mastic book. How would somebody go about getting a copy of that?
All you have to do is go to the email for the Maine Antler Skull Trophy Club, and it's mastic, M-A-S-T-C, the number 3 at gmail.com.
mastic, the number 3 at gmail.com.
Correct.
And just shoot an email and
shoot an email.
I'm interested in getting a copy of that, and somebody will contact you should they get right their phone number, or they'll just do it all through email?
More than likely, just shoot an email, leave your telephone number, and
okay, so
and you'll be able to purchase a book.
mastc,
the number 3 at gmail.com. Correct.
All right. And is there any place that sells these retail?
Some of the scorers, I keep some at home and I sell them, and the club, you know, sells most of them.
Yeah.
You know, but some of the scorers just take a case home.
Right.
And sell them to the
right
to people that they know.
Yeah. We have some callers, Barry. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
And what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lisbon, Maine.
All right. And how's things in Lisbon?
Pretty good.
That's
you know, pretty good. I was walking along the tracks and I heard a moose bellowing for probably 30 minutes.
Wow. Did you bellow back?
No, I was just wondering what I was hearing. Is this the time of year that they
absolutely.
Are running?
Absolutely. This is called the rut during moose season. And if you hear a bull, a lot of people, when I take them out hunting, if they're not a hunter, they'll say, I've heard that. I thought that was like a frog or something in the woods. Because a bull will just kind of go, whoa, whoa.
No, this was whoa. Really long, bellowing.
Right. And to get to your point, that was probably a cow in heat. And everybody said, yeah, right. A cow in heat. Somebody said, well, what does a cow in heat sound like, Jim? And I said,
not like what you hear on TV or, you know, radio. And
well, I tell everybody it sounds like a 1,000-pound cat in heat. And that's basically what it is.
So that was right there, right here in Lisbon, you know, right on this side of the side of Durham.
Yeah.
But
it's amazing how far south, and there's hunting zones for moose all over Maine, all down south, and even this area where I live in Carmel, Herman, where it's not known for its moose, and you really never see a moose. I've seen moose out in the woods while I was hunting, and seen moose tracks, but you don't really see them a lot.
People won't believe you, because,
right?
Because I mean, I've seen them around here. Right, I actually saw the moose,
mm-hmm.
The bull, going across the river, and then just like doing a circle down here by Greg in Lisbon.
Yeah,
and then you know, devastating everything. They're an amazing, huge animal.
Oh, and to hear them like you heard them out in the woods when the cows are bellowing and they're calling in bulls, saying I'm ready, come on over, let's have a party. And
so you know what? I'm glad that you said that. I thought it was a bull and it was the cow.
Right.
So that's amazing. I had one question. Lisbon used to have, I thought, is there a big buck club? Because I thought Lisbon had the biggest buck out of the state of Maine in the 80s.
Well, are we talking about weight or antlers?
That's what I'm wondering. That's why I'm asking.
I know there's a big bucks buck club that has to go over 200 pounds.
Correct.
Right. And that's
so
weight.
They're going by weight. They're going by weight, not girth of antler or
right.
Not antler score. Mastic, main antler and skull, is for antlers, skulls. Just what it implies. Main antler and skull.
Right.
So,
okay.
Then the big buck club.
What's your personal feeling on a trophy buck? Is it the antler or is it the weight for you?
Well, I'm a Maine boy, so 200 pound bucks turn me on. But I'm also an antler guy, so
yeah.
Boy, it's a toss up right there. I think. Let me put it this way: if there were two bucks standing side by side, and I knew one went 250 and the other one went 190, and the 190 had a huge set of antlers, the 190 would be on the ground.
Yeah. What do you use, a 303 or?
I'm a 30-06 guy.
Yeah, I like the old British 303, but that's all good.
Sounds like a bolt action to me.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It's an old 1943.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you for your time and.
All right. Well, thanks for calling and listening.
Thanks for your info. Yeah, man. Because you know, I wouldn't have known. I thought it was a bull doing that, and it's a cow in heat.
No, I'll embarrass myself for just a moment, but a cow is kind of like a... That's smoke.
You did. Hey, that's pretty much what it was, man.
Well,
that was actually pretty good.
I'm not a registered Maine guide for nothing, you know. That's part of the application process.
Yeah, well, in the Bureau of the Wardens that you have to stand in front of and answer questions.
That's right.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you for your
enjoy your night.
Your time.
Well, Barry, our time is running low, and
we have one other caller.
We do have another caller. We'll get to the caller, and then we'll come back and go to the final thoughts. Caller, are you there?
Yes, Jim.
Well, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
You referred to yourself as a Maine boy. I was always under the impression you were a county boy.
Well, I'm from the county. Barry is from the Skowhegan area.
I was born in Heartland.
Yeah.
But Jim.
Yeah.
Okay. The Fred Goodwin deal.
Yeah.
I printed pictures. There's quite a story that goes behind that.
Yeah.
The one that circulated, he has a lever action Winchester octagon barrel. I just can't remember what caliber. He's in buckskin, and there's a military truck.
Yeah. I remember seeing that. I think that was the picture that he was talking about.
Yes, but that was not shot with that rifle. Huh. I have the original. There were two of them. He shot that with a pre-64 Model 70 bolt-action Winchester.
Well, there.
And Darryl, I did business Darryl, with him for quite a few years, yes.
We're getting ready to end the show. It was good hearing from you, buddy. The folks in Pratt Cove will be happy to know I heard from you.
Hey, bottom line, that deer was retaped.
All right. Well, folks, thanks for joining in. Join us right here next week on the Maine Outdoors.